Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Divestitures: Creating Value Through Strategy, Structure, and Implementation by Emily R. Feldman is a business strategy and corporate finance guide focused on one of the most overlooked levers in corporate portfolio management, intentionally selling, spinning, or otherwise separating businesses. While deal-making attention often centers on mergers and acquisitions, Feldman argues that divestitures can be equally, and sometimes more, powerful in creating value when they are treated as a deliberate strategic choice rather than a reactive cleanup move. Drawing on research and practice-oriented insight, the book is organized around three linked questions. First, why divest the strategic objectives a divestiture can serve? Second, how to divest the range of transaction structures companies can use and what each structure implies? Third, how to execute the operational, organizational, and external-facing work required to separate a business and realize the intended benefits. The result is a structure roadmap for leaders, directors, and advisors aiming to improve focus, resolve constraints, and reconfigure corporate scope. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, divestitures as a strategic tool for value creation. A central idea in Feldman's approach is that divestitures should be evaluated as proactive strategy, not merely as disposal of unwanted assets. The book frames divestitures as a way to create value by reshaping what the firm is and does, especially in multi-business companies where corporate scope can become misaligned with competitive advantage. In this view, selling or separating a unit can improve strategic focus, reduce complexity, and free up managerial attention and capital for higher priority opportunities. Divestitures can also address problems that are difficult to fix internally, such as persistent underperformance, weak fit with the rest of the portfolio, or conflicts that distract leadership from core objectives. Feldman also emphasizes that divestitures can be used to reconfigure a company in response to external pressures, including regulatory constraints, shifting industry economics, or investor expectations. Importantly, treating divestitures as strategy changes the standard for success. The goal is not only to complete a transaction, but to align the post-deal company with a clearer logic of where it competes and how it wins. This orientation encourages leaders to define the objective first, then choose the right assets, structure, and execution plan to deliver it, overcoming the bias toward acquisitions and against divestitures. The book highlights a common corporate tendency: executives and boards often celebrate growth through acquisitions while viewing divestitures as admissions of failure or signs of retreat. Feldman challenges this mindset by positioning divestitures as a normal and necessary counterpart to acquisitions in managing corporate scope over time. When organizations default to holding businesses because they are already owned, they can become trapped by legacy portfolios that no longer fit current strategy or capabilities. This bias can also distort capital allocation, as managers continue funding units with weak prospects while underinvesting in areas where the company has stronger competitive potential. Feldman's treatment encourages decision-makers to assess owned businesses with the same rigor they would apply to a new investment. If a unit would not be acquired today at the price of continued ownership, it deserves scrutiny. By reframing divestitures as deliberate choices, leaders can reduce emotional attachment, resist status quo thinking, and replace vague portfolio narratives with explicit criteria for fit and value contribution. The practical implication is governance-oriented boards and top teams should build routines that periodically question what should be owned, not just what can be bought, making divestiture analysis part of ongoing strategic planning rather than a crisis response. Thirdly, matching strategic objectives to divestiture structure. Feldman devotes significant attention to the structural menu available for divestitures and why structure should follow strategy. Rather than treating deal form as a technical afterthought, the book outlines how different structures can better serve different objectives and constraints. Common options include outright sales, spin-offs, equity carve-outs, reverse Morris trust transactions, joint ventures, and tracking stocks. Each differs in how control is transferred, how cash is generated, what tax and regulatory considerations may arise, and how the market may interpret the move. For example, a sale may be most aligned with raising cash or quickly exiting an activity, while a spin-off may be oriented toward sharpening focus and allowing each entity to pursue its own strategy under separate governance. Equity carve-outs can create partial separation while retaining a stake, potentially supporting staged divestment or value discovery. The book's emphasis is not on providing legal instruction, but on clarifying the strategic trade-offs embedded in structure selection: speed versus optionality, proceeds versus independence, and simplicity versus tailored outcomes. By connecting structural choice to the intended value creation mechanism, the book helps readers avoid mismatches where a technically feasible structure undermines the strategic purpose of the divestiture. Fourthly, implementation separating the business and reconfiguring the parent. A major theme in the implementation section is that value is often won or lost after the headline deal decision. Feldman focuses on the practical challenge of separation, disentangling a business from shared systems, processes, people, and governance so that both the divested entity and the remaining company can operate effectively. This includes operational and organizational work, such as clarifying decision rights, adjusting internal processes, and ensuring the separated business has the capabilities and infrastructure it needs. Implementation also requires careful planning around transition arrangements. Because many businesses rely on the parent for functions like IT, finance, procurement, or brand-related support, poorly executed separation can create disruption that erodes performance, damages morale, and distracts leadership, reducing the very benefits the divestiture was meant to deliver. Feldman also emphasizes that the parent company must reconfigure itself, not just remove the unit. After divesting, leaders need to revisit how the remaining portfolio is managed, how resources are allocated, and what the new strategic center of gravity is. Done well, implementation converts a corporate scope change into tangible improvements in agility, accountability, and strategic coherence. Lastly, external perceptions. Investors, regulators, and stakeholders, divestitures are public acts that reshape how outsiders understand a company. So Feldman treats external perceptions as an integral part of implementation. The way a divestiture is explained can influence investor expectations about focus, growth, and discipline, as well as credibility with analysts who evaluate whether management is making coherent portfolio choices. When the strategic rationale is vague or inconsistent, markets may treat the transaction as a short-term fix rather than a durable improvement. In addition, divestitures can be driven or constrained by regulatory factors, especially when they are used to address antitrust concerns or other compliance requirements. That reality makes stakeholder management more complex. The company must align legal and regulatory narratives with strategic messaging so that the transaction is understood as both necessary and value-oriented. Feldman's approach encourages leaders to communicate how the divestiture connects to a broader strategy, what will change operationally, and how success will be measured after closing. This outward-facing discipline also supports internal execution, because employees and customers need clarity about continuity and future direction. By integrating stakeholder considerations with the strategic and structural choices, the book reinforces a core point: divestiture value creation depends not only on what is sold or spun, but on how the story and commitments around the separation are managed. In conclusion, divestitures is best suited for executives responsible for corporate strategy, CFO and corporate development teams, board members overseeing portfolio decisions, and deal advisors who want a more structured way to think about separations. It is also valuable for MBA students and practitioners who have encountered divestitures as one-off transactions and want a clearer framework for when they should be used and what makes them succeed. The practical benefit of the book is its end-to-end logic. It connects the strategic reason for divesting to the structural form of the deal and then to the hard work of implementation, where many organizations underestimate risk and complexity. Intellectually, it stands out by pushing against the dominant narrative that scope change is primarily about buying growth. Feldman positions divestitures as a disciplined way to sharpen a company's identity, reduce friction inside multi-business firms, and reset capital and managerial attention towards stronger opportunities, compared with many M&A-focused titles, which often treat divestitures as a footnote or a cleanup step. This book places them at the center and treats them as a distinct strategic capability. That repositioning is its differentiator. It helps leaders view selling, spinning, or carving out not as retreat, but as a deliberate method of corporate renewal when aligned strategy, structure, and execution reinforce each other. If you would like to support Emily R. Feldman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.